Welcome to Law Library Insights. My name is Kayla Fertig, and I'm a reference librarian at the Cleveland Law Library. Today we are diving into a topic central to American law and identity, birthright citizenship. Recently, this issue has sparked significant legal debates, particularly in the context of executive actions and lawsuits. We will break down the historic roots, statutory framework, and current legal challenges surrounding birthright citizenship. Birthright citizenship, also known as jus soli, refers to the legal right of anyone born in the United States to automatically become a U.S. citizen. It's contained in the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which was ratified on July 9, 1868. The key clause, found in the opening sentence of Section 1, states, "All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside." At the time of the Constitution's ratification, there was no uniform federal standard for who could be considered a citizen. Early legal decisions, such as Dred Scott v. Stanford in 1857, reinforced this lack of clarity, ruling that African Americans, whether enslaved or free, could not be U.S. citizens and could not sue in federal court. After the Civil War and the abolition of slavery, there was a need to establish clear rules on citizenship. The 14th Amendment was ratified not only to provide citizenship to formerly enslaved people, but also to ensure that any individual born on U.S. soil would be considered a citizen regardless of the legal status of their parents. This helped address issues that arose from state laws and the denial of citizenships to certain groups. In 1898, the U.S. Supreme Court clarified the scope of the 14th Amendment in the United States v. Wong Kim Ark. The case involved a man born in California to Chinese immigrant parents. After traveling abroad, Wong Kim Ark was denied re-entry into the U.S., with officials questioning his citizenship. The Supreme Court ruled that he was a U.S. citizen by birthright, reaffirming that the 14th Amendment applied to children born on U.S. soil, regardless of their parents' citizenship status. In recent years, birthright citizenship has been the subject of political debate and legal challenges. On January 20, 2025, President Trump signed an executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship. Under this order, children born in the United States are citizens only if they have at least one parent who is a U.S. citizen or legal permanent resident. This order also blocks federal agencies from issuing citizenship documents to certain babies born in the United States. Immigrant rights groups and attorneys general from 22 states sued to block the order, claiming that the president has no authority to rewrite or nullify a constitutional amendment, nor is he empowered by any other source of law to limit who receives United States citizenship at birth. Judges in the district courts of Maryland, Massachusetts, and Washington State have issued nationwide injunctions blocking Trump's executive order from being carried out. Now the Supreme Court is being asked if the lower courts exceeded their power by implementing universal injunctions. The Supreme Court is not currently scheduled to hear arguments about the executive order itself. Instead, the Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to rule that the injunction can only apply to those immigrants named in the case or to the plaintiff's states, which would allow the government to at least partially carry out Trump's executive order while the legal battle continues. Arguments were heard by the Supreme Court on May 15th. Today's discussion highlights how birthright citizenship remains a key constitutional principle shaped by a tumultuous history and more than a century of judicial interpretation. The Supreme Court's upcoming decision may influence the role of the federal judiciary and affect U.S. immigration and citizenship policy. We will continue to follow these developments closely and keep you informed. Thank you for listening to Law Library Insights. Remember to stay informed, lead with kindness, and support your local library. You can check out the Cleveland Law Library on the fourth floor of the old courthouse. We are open to the public every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We hope to see you soon.